And we're back.
We back.
Straight out of Soho.
What's good?
From the mother throne. Oh,
gang, episode 1,000.
Yeah. Episode 1,000 and to infinity and beyond.
And we still ain't on yet.
Goddamn, you guys.
Wow. Soon, though.
Share us some more. Share us some more. Subscribe. Like, share.
Subscribing. Yeah, we need you subscribing.
You know what I mean? We had a wonderful guest last episode.
Oh,
right?
My God. We had Big Keisha. Not the little one.
Not the little one. Make sure y'all go see that.
Go watch that episode. I'm so excited because last night's episode was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just more great guests to come. And, you know, keep hitting us up and letting us know that you're interested to come so we can just pick it out. We have a few more people lined up already, but we're getting ready for the next season. So just DM us.
All right, for
sure. If you're interesting, we got you.
All right, definitely.
So what's up? How was everybody's weekend, week? You know what I mean? What's going on?
I went on a fake little date.
How was that?
I ain't do nothing.
You didn't go on a date?
Nothing spectacular. I did. It was something with a little sipping.
Where y'all went?
Where'd y'all go?
Ooh, sipping paint. What you painted?
What we painted? It's like some kind of like the mountains and the water. Oh, like, you know, it's regular stuff.
Land crazy.
Okay, Picasso.
Did
y'all go to eat or?
Man, it was everything, like, I don't know, because of schedule, we got there really, really late. So it was everything was pretty much closed after that. We got out like 12 o'clock. I was trying to find something, so it was over after that. I went to like a little bar, hung out. That was it. And I went back home. That was cool. And then I went to the April Fool's comedy show.
Oh, how was that?
That was cool. It was better than last year. Like, I don't know. They had, man, it was like a bunch of the Wild and Out comedians.
Okay.
Fabulous performed. DaBaby performed. Who else? It was like the last three comedians, that's when it really got popping. Because it was so many. It was like 15 comedians. It was a lot. Mm. But like the last three was like really, really funny. You know, Donnell Rawlins, the dude, like, yeah, I'm rich, rich. Him, he was mad funny. Bill Bellamy came. He was live. He was lit.
He's a classic.
Yeah, he was, Bellamy. Yeah, he had all new material. So it was cool. It was something to, you know, something to do. That was it. So that was a pretty cool weekend.
So how'd the day go?
Regular, man. I'm outside. I'm out.
Oh,
it was.
Not,
it ain't nothing that's
ain't gonna
like,
tie you down. Yeah. Sorry, Miss Lane.
Yeah, it was.
I guess it didn't work out. She get a call back? Can she get a call back?
It's regular, bro. I'm outside, okay, man. I'm out.
Should have got off of work early.
Regular.
What's considered regular a good days. Date these days?
What's considered a good date? Like just vibing. You know what I'm saying, like just the energy. I guess you could tell by the energy. You know what I'm saying, like if y'all going back and forth and discussion and talking and you know vibe. You don't even have to even do an activity, really. I feel like it's more the vibe. If you just, yeah, you could just be in like a park or something and just chilling and vibing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't have to actually be you don't got to be in the movies or actually doing something. You get what I'm saying? Because that kind of take away from it, to be honest. It take away from the connection. You want to connect.
Right.
That's the main thing you want to do on a date. So, yeah.
For me, what I like on a date is just somebody, because like, I always bring the energy.
You know, this Mr. Extravaganza.
Because I like to bring the energy. I don't know. I like to just match my energy. Just match it.
Yeah.
What would you say would your ideal date be?
All right, so... But I don't want to give off my tips and everything because like that's how I move. But if I'm really into you, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's going to give it off since my next... But watch it, whatever. So like, I like to surprise them with the flowers in the back of the car. They open the back, you know what I'm saying? Because the chairs, you know what I mean? But just match... Because if I'm taking on a date,
like
that
before you put my chair in, you're going to get
you're
the flowers.
You're going to see the flowers. Like, oh, ah. See, open already, you know what I'm saying? But I like...
Because even the little stuff like that, people don't do things, no more.
That's so cool.
Some things just don't never... Like to me, in my opinion, some things never go out of style, though. Like, I just feel like, yeah, class.
Chivalry's not dead.
Chivalry is never
dead. Depending on the man you messing with. Right, but for me also, I like it's like I said, because I don't like I gotta really be into you to even like go on a date with you. So you know, because it's steps before going on a date, right? Yeah, and then you know how
you
y'all
guys
woman
have to pay.
Come
so
out,
I wouldn't go on a date unless I wanted to too.
Right, and y'all know how y'all woman act too. Like to get y'all outside, it's hard to get y'all outside because it's always how come like the date of something happens. It's always something happens. You know what I'm saying? So to even get y'all outside, sometimes it's a long. It's you know what I'm saying. So
I don't have those issues because me. I literally make sure, like, if I have something to do, I make sure that I prioritize that for the day. So I don't have those things that come up and stuff like that. And I haven't, like, I've been dating the same person for, like, the same amount of years. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I have to really, like, we share a child. You get what I'm saying? Have to really, like, oh, you know, who's going to watch the baby? Because nigga, it's your kid. He gonna go right with us. If that's the, you get what I'm saying? If that's the case. But I don't have to, I don't. I don't take too long. I'm not like one of those extra females. Like, I'm gonna be very respectful of your time because if you have reservations and stuff, and then I'm just taking my time. Now the day's canceled.
Yeah. And I'm very punctual. Like, I like to be on. Like, I get nervous when we gotta be at 8, 7. Like,
me too. And that's what was turning me off. Me too. That's what was turning me off to the. Yeah, I feel like she was just.
You know what I do, bro? Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's what I'm saying. But this is the people I really want to go out on a date with. I always have like a second plan. So if I make reservations for a place that's for like 8:30, anywhere close to it, Mass Shows, right? Mass Shows is right next to Oceans. Okay. So I'll make a reservation right next door. So if we miss that, boom, boom. But this is all we talking about if I'm really into
better,
you. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all better take notes, fellas.
That's the thing.
My boy got a backup plan. That's too much.
Lyle said,
that's cool. It's like my thing is, that is a bit much. But,
he said, you only got one chance with me.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, nigga. I'll go by myself. You know me. I don't give a fuck. I'll sit in there.
You coming on what?
No, that ass.
You know, Lyle don't got no time for bullshit. Once he ready to go in that house, he's ready.
I don't care, bro. I be suited and booted, dressed up. Nah, you know, like a little kid, be like five years old. You dressed up with a suit on, sitting ready to go. Like, mom, when are we like
Easter Sunday, right?
Vaseline down, everything ready. But
isn't it cool? And you don't want to be annoying. But
my thing was like, all right, I'm doing all these different reservations. That like I'm hitting one spot. Okay, we gotta hit this spot at 7:00. We leaving from there. We gotta hit the next spot at 8:30. Then like all these are reservations. Then another one at like 10. That's when I was just like annoyed because she was just like wasn't like I'm hitting her to ask like what's her schedule like so we, you know what I'm saying, like so we could.
I feel like you would have had a.
And then you know how social media motherfuckers hitting back like 10, 12 hours later. Now I try to book the reservation. It's taken. I'm like, you know what? So then I was kind of blown. I didn't even want to go anymore. I was like, also part of me is like, Antoine, all right, just still get out. So that's that way I was at with it. I'm on some just.
How long was the like when you dating? Because I don't go on dates often. As far as when you're dating, how long do you guys take to go on a date? Is it like a week, 2 weeks, or
like
right
going
away?
Like another date?
No, I'm talking about as far as like just going on the first date. Like how long? How fast are y'all talking before going on that?
Like I said, I'm still single right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna act like I'm not single. I'm still single, but when I do go on dates, I can go on a date the next day if I'm next available. Day? It depends on my availability.
I'm talking them meeting somebody.
If I like you, like I can meet you the day before. I've met a guy and I've went out with him the next day and we had a beautiful time. You get what I'm saying? Like it's not somebody that I dealt with long term, but we went out on three
dates. So there's not a time limit for you if you really like somebody.
If I like you and we both have time for each other, and I feel like that's more, I like it more when a guy is just like so eager to go because it's like you're making that time for me. You know what I mean? Like I've had guys call for work to take me on a date. You know what I mean? So it just shows like you care and you want to be here. Like I feel like that's consideration.
I feel the same because some people just want to talk through social media all day or whatever, or even dating websites. They just want to go back and forth and it's like, all right, what are we going to do? Yeah, let's go outside. Let's get. Let's meet to see if the energy really is real. If it really connects.
Other than just sex
in person, let's see.
Because everybody wants to have sex too. That's another thing.
That's dead.
That's why
I think everybody want to waste.
A lot of people are
time.
Pressed, really, really pressed
for
sex.
Are pressed
I think
sex.
That too. Yeah,
because they don't know anything else other than sex. People don't know conversation. People don't have anything to talk about. People aren't interesting. You know what I mean? So when you feel that awkwardness at the date, where it's like, I feel like you asked the question earlier. You said, "What's a good date?" Not too many awkward moments. I don't want too many moments of silence where we're just like.
That's when you just know it ain't this ain't
that's
it.
When it's like
this
yeah.
person ain't
that's why I said before going to date like I feel like that's why it's so important to get to know the person
because I'm pretty good at carrying a conversation
could but it's like if we have that good vibe good conversation I feel like dates are to get to know each other. Black people I don't feel like we date properly, you get what I'm saying? I feel like it's like we just we start talking to someone and it's like you're mine. No, when you date, I could be on a date with you today and be on a next date with somebody tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's what dating is.
See, women think
that's
what dating is supposed to be. If I didn't like the date with you, that I could have loved to date with you the day before, but I still want to wean out my options. So I'm allowed to go on. I'm allowed to go on a next date. You know what I mean? Until I say, we're together and we're gonna go steady or whatever, then you can date around. Fuck that.
For me personally, that's why I just don't be going dates right away. Because
you spend a lot of money on your dates. That's your problem.
I'm
that's your problem. You spending too much money on your date. I feel like the first date should not cost more than $200. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think you invested, though.
You investing in it now, you done gave this bitch a free meal because I'm going to give you...
No, but...
As a woman. Now let me give you some tea as a woman. Shit. A lot of the times we don't even... Like, I'm not... I don't have the time anymore because now I have a kid, so I can't just do that. But when I ain't have a child and I ain't have nothing to do, a nigga asks me on a date, I'm going. I ain't even like him, but... Yeah. Ooh, free liquor, free food. That's how some women think.
And just to get out, too.
Just to get out. Like, it's just fun to get out sometimes. Like, I went on a date with this old ass man. I love him. I love him to death. You know, I'm not gonna say you guys' names. There's two of you guys. But I went on a date with him and it just became a thing. Like, he'd come pick me up and then
he liked spending money.
Like, he liked to spend his money on young, pretty girls. And
there's that do that though.
And I was his little trophy in a chair. He just pushing me through the city. I mean, listen, he just pushing
rolling
me around.
Through the city.
We just rolling through the city and he buying me whatever I want.
Rolling
like, just sitting there
trying. I ain't doing that. I ain't tricking.
It ain't tricking if you got it. And that man on a brownstone, so.
I ain't tricking. That's what I said, because I'm too invested to the person I'm talking to. I'm like possessive. So that's why I don't like, when I was like younger, I was into that. Like, yeah, I'm wilding, dating, I'm doing all this. But, like, my time is too valuable to just give me... I'm telling you my life story.
Yeah, now I want love. So I don't date for bullshit anymore.
Yeah.
Now I date for purpose. You know? You date...
But everybody's... I feel like in this age...
So many people are playing, but that's why I just stick to my person. Because it's like, everybody playing. You might as well just work it out. Work it out with somebody. Goddamn. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Jesse?
Oh, what I do?
Most women have that, though. Little most women shit. Got somebody... most women got somebody in the pocket... Most women got somebody.
Reggie,
we
just set everybody up.
No, we have a guy that we can love, but we just know they're not ready. Because especially men, they mature slower than women. I feel like women, we know what we want quicker than guys. So you have to give your man a little bit of grief.
I disagree with that.
No, it depends. It depends.
All right, go ahead.
Because I'll give you the floor to speak your part. No, but it depends. I feel like a lot of women, we know, because from the day we're born, we're taught, like, they buy us kitchens and Barbie dolls and baby dolls. We're taught to be nurturing. We're taught to be mothers. We're taught to be loving. We watch Cinderella, whereas you guys are watching wrestling and all this shit. Y'all don't give a fuck about that. Like, no, it's not that you guys don't want it.
Okay.
But a lot of girls want to play house more than boys. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you go to outside, I don't want to play house right now. Like, go to a 6-year-old boy and ask him what he want to do. If he want to go play with not balls in that sense, but, you know, like, you know, bouncy balls and stuff, or does he want to go play house with the girls? 9 times out of 10, he's going to say this. And that just shows from birth, we're more invested in that house, that home, that nurturing, that motherly, and especially depending on where you're from. Again, like I said, I always speak for Black people because that's the only demographic that I really have dated outside of Hispanics, but they're pretty similar to Blacks in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, a lot of guys aren't, like, they want the woman. You can know that a man could really love you, but they're not ready to fully commit to you yet because they feel like they haven't experienced enough women, enough. It literally is women because men don't really know how to settle. Like, think about it. Would you be able to settle down at 26?
Yeah.
Would you be able to sit there and get married at 26?
All right, so look.
And be ready for it?
I was married. Remember?
But how did that work for you, Antoine? Yeah. Now I'm going to call you Antoine. Because how did that work for you?
Ask me a question.
How did it work for you? Because seriously. So you wanted to stay with that one person forever and not...
I would have. I mean, if it was, you know, if it was fitting. If we were growing together and everything, then yeah, I would have.
I'm talking about monogamous.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all niggas is lying.
Nah, you see, all right, listen. So... I get what you're saying, right? And then also to piggyback on what you're saying as far as like women are nurturers, right? But men are taught to be providers.
Yes.
Right? So in the same sense, so we're not in the house doing the home chores and stuff, but we're out to go get it, to provide and bring, make sure you have the house to do all that stuff.
That's
right?
True.
So when I was talking about as far as like, yeah, guys do mature a little later, I also noticed that when a woman gets a mature guy, It's a lot hard for them to adjust because
they're not used to it.
He's so independent that nurturing doesn't rub off the same because he's been taking care of himself for a long time.
Yeah.
Right. To be nurturing, you want to be taken care of, right?
Right.
So I've seen situations and I've been in situations with, because I've matured a lot over the age, like over the past years. And I've been with like women that's a lot older and they were so called mature.
What's the oldest you've been with?
Probably like 32, 33.
He like the old ho.
No, I mean, a lot of older women do like me because I think much, but once.
But that's
I mean,
not that old. 32 is not old.
No, it's not old. But I'm saying they're older.
They're older than you, like by like 4 or 5 years. Jesse, like 2 years.
But yeah, but like I said, you know, majority of times, sometimes when y'all do get the mature man, it gets boring.
No, we fumble it.
Yeah, yep.
We fumble it. Yeah, I will say that. Yep. I will say that we do self-sabotage a lot of times because a lot of women, we're so used to getting the fuck boy. We're so used to getting the boy with the problems. So when we get a man, because I've been there, I've had like the perfect guy before. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like he was in college, he was doing his thing, but I was so young. You know what I mean?
You weren't ready for it.
I wasn't ready for it. He came to the hospital with flowers. This is when I got injured. So he came to the hospital with flowers and he's like, yeah, he had just pledged like summa cum laude. And he met his fiance on campus. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, congratulations. Like, I just didn't know. And I'm sitting there, you know, the reason we broke up? Because I was doing my ex-boyfriend who's in jail for like life. I was doing his homework and he found out. He's like, so you're still doing his homework and he played you? And the good guy who's doing great things with himself, you know? Congratulations to you if you're still doing it. But, you know, I couldn't. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, he wants to go to church. Like, on New Year's, we hung out. He wanted to go to, we went to church. And I just could not believe it. And then the night I got shot, I was supposed to be with him. Wow. If I would have went with him, I would have never got shot.
Mind you, you see all your friends twerking and living everybody it up. And they out doing all this. And you're young. And that's what the life that you want.
That was
you,
what I, think that's what I, that's what I,
that's what you want.
That's what I thought. And I thought, like, the hood boy, you know, a lot of us go for that bad boy. But we don't go for the good guys.
See, with that, that's what I said. Because I've been on both sides of the fence. Like, I've been a fuckboy my whole
life.
I've been the whole OD. And I've seen how women reacted to me being, but now I'm mad, reserved, and mature.
And you feel like they appreciated the fuckboy more.
That's to be
weird.
Honest.
And
I have it in me, but I don't want to be, like, I'm mature so much. I just want to relax and just chill. Yeah, like, I'm not into all that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Like, it's crazy. And then, like, that's, I know I'm at a mature state because I've been turning down dates. You know what I'm saying? I just turned down a lot. You
seriously.
Know? So, yeah, but, you know, I understand what you're saying also about, like, the nurturing.
It's just, I feel like girls are more groomed. We're, like I said, even fairy tales, we're told to watch the fairy tales of Cinderella. We're always short for a man to save us. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of the times, now our generation of women, we're the breadwinners. Yeah, in a lot of the cases, it's easier for women to be more financially stable in America than it is for men. It's harder for you guys to get money. You know what I mean? Women, we could go bust open the OnlyFans real quick, make a quick meal. We could go sign up for, even if I wasn't disabled, I could go get on welfare, right? Now, you know what I mean? Get public assistance and then have a man come move in. I'm the head of the household. Kick him out whenever I want. You know what I mean? Not saying that's something that I would do, but that's how a lot of situations play out. It's a lot of men living with women because they didn't have life as easy as we did. You know what I mean? And then they feel like puppets now. Yeah. So that masculine side is taken away from them because it's like, you in my house, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
and that's what, you're absolutely right. I feel like the tables has turned.
A lot of
women are more control, more power, but that just shows about an ego thing, right?
Yeah.
Because just because a man ain't delivering and financially, you shouldn't treat him less than. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get what I'm saying? So that's where I feel like that's where the disconnect is. Just absolutely. Because, all right, if you're a woman, a black woman or something, you're a CEO, you have power. When you come home, it still had to be a different dynamic of how you treat your family or treat your husband. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
What saves me with
some
my
women don't know how to turn it off. Sorry,
yeah, to turn it on and off. Yeah.
You don't, and that's what I'm saying. I have to work. I'm working on it still. It's not something like because I do notice some of those traits in myself. You know what I mean? Because as far as me, I'm very independent. You know what I mean? I do shit by myself. I get to it by myself. I don't depend. I never depended on a man besides my father. You understand what I'm saying? And even now, I'm, you know, daddy.
And it's okay.
My home
if
bills.
You get a man that's going to have you depend on it,
and it's okay.
You should take that.
But now I'm at the point where I want to feel safe with the man. Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to be able to bask in that feminine energy. I have no problem with that. I have no problem submitting. You know what I mean? As long as you're the right type of leader, you know what I mean? And a real leader knows that he's not always going to be right. He's going to have to look to his woman for some answers.
Yeah, sure.
Because we both need each other. Man needs woman as woman needs man, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but we just got this in our head where it's like, fuck these bitches, fuck these niggas. And it's just like, damn, it's no progress, especially in our community. Community, because you see other communities, they're sitting there building each other up, no problem, no issues. And that's why a lot of us choose to go date outside of it. And it's like, well, a black woman will get with a white man and then we'll just look so happy. Then a black man will get with a white woman, look so happy. And it's like, damn, why can't we do that with each other? But it's because the way we're raised, taught, you know what I mean? We're taught to hate each other from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I'm going to be lied to. Like, what's going on? It's a thing called passport bros. What's going on right now? I'm going to be honest. What a lot of black men are, they just tired.
Yeah.
They're tired. So that's why you've seen a lot of them going overseas and getting these passports and dating outside the race. They tired.
I never heard of that term. That's hilarious.
Look it up.
That's hilarious.
It's called passports. It's a real thing. Yeah, they're tired of, like, just the talking and all that. So what happens, and a lot of men are just not, they can't take certain things. You get what I'm saying? Like, women could take way, y'all stronger than us. Mostly, women are very small, stronger than men.
Mentally. I feel like we're emotionally and mentally stronger. I feel like physically, you guys are always going to be stronger.
And the difference between is men are more logical, right? So a man will stick it out in a relationship longer with a woman because he's looking at the long end. Right. A woman could end the relationship just based off her emotions. Yeah.
That's true.
And you see what I'm saying? But so, like, you know, I speak
wow,
to my...
Wow, you guys are right today. Oh, my God. You're killing me over here, Tion. Help me.
Anyway, let's get into it. What we drinking, y'all?
What we drinking?
We got Mr. Healthman over there.
The green.
This is what he drink greenery. Every single morning. This mud looking. Yeah. This shit look like mud.
Mud looking. This nigga wild.
This look like mud.
Yo, it's my drink every morning, man. Like, it's my potion to get me going,
what do we
man.
Have in here?
This shit better make me walk. This look like a magical potion. What you got in here, man?
A
little bit of everything. All right, so... after my workout, this is usually what I drink when I go to.
I'm just trying to. You gotta swirl it up, man.
Gotta get that shit wet first.
All right. So I put a lot of fruit in here, a lot of berries. So I do blueberries, blackberries, and raspberries. They all three are like really super healthy for you.
The
antioxidants, right?
They put henny in this.
Keep you younger. I also put bananas. And I put, so it's green. I put spinach and kale.
Okay.
You can use either one. Yeah. So, I did both. Yeah, I do both. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. And I add sea moss also.
Okay.
It's a little bit of everything. Oh, yeah. Almond milk.
Shit get you right for a whole month.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a lot, but it's super healthy. And it gives me like this boost of energy before I leave the house. After my workout, keeps me going and it's healthy. It helps you go. For those of us that are paraplegic, yeah, they have
struggle.
That yeah, they get backed up a lot. Constipation, it definitely helps a lot. And so yeah, this is my potion. This is what I
just
use.
Write that down. Say it again one more time for them.
So I got
down,
the right? Yeah. So and you can use anything. Oh, I also put watermelon. You can use whatever like fruits that you. I like a lot of berries. The berries is what makes it sweeter. And whatever ratio you put, like if you use a lot of greens, then it's gonna turn out green and it's gonna taste a little. It's gonna have that funny taste, but if you use more berries then it'll taste like actually like candy, like, you know, it'll be really really sweet and it's easier to go down. So this one is missing
this
some
one
of
is
the
not bad though.
Not, it's yeah, not bad.
It's not okay. Bad. I taste more so banana.
I taste more banana.
And
yeah,
it's just
the banana,
texture.
Right?
The texture
is funny. Yeah,
like oats in it.
Yeah, I put
it.
The oats also.
You
I'm
put
sorry.
Oats
yeah.
in it. That's what I'm saying. I know I tasted oats.
It's a little bit of everything. So again, my list. Let me see. We got oats, bananas, kale, spinach, blueberry, raspberries. Blackberries and sea moss. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's the benefits of sea moss?
Oh, the benefits of sea moss, so many, man.
Make you bust out some kids. That's what it's
my boy Lyle's trying to have another baby.
And so that yeah,
the sperm count go all the way up.
The sea moss keeps you it helps with a lot of things. The sea moss definitely helps well, like they said, sexually and stuff like that for men and women. Mm-hmm. But also they help you let me see, what's the as far as what's the word? It starts with an I. When you get inflammatory.
Oh, inflammation.
Inflammation helps with inflammation a lot. So, you know, and that's another thing. Like, that's what causes the spasms for us.
Yeah.
So, that's what... So the sea moss to me, it helps with that.
Right.
And that's why I like to use it in my... and it gives me, again, a boost. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It gives me that energy that I need.
So, and the more inflammation in your body, the more sick you are, too.
That's a fact.
You want to reduce the inflammation in your body. That's
right.
That's
and the foods are so messed up. That's what causes the inflammation, yeah, right? Yeah. All the food that we take in this country... Yeah. Man, the food.
Especially for us having mm-hmm. the spinal cord injuries, you know, mm-hmm. we have inflammation, period, in our spine, you know, because if you have anything lodged in mm-hmm. it, even if you didn't get shot, you know what I mean, you still have a piece of metal or something in there that's going to cause inflammation.
Yep.
So just to take around some of the inflammation in that area, you know, drink something mm-hmm. healthy.
Yeah, so it definitely helps alleviate the some of the inflammation, take some of the pain off of, you know.
It's really working, though, because you guys see bro workouts, his gut, he got no stomach.
Look at the muscles, look at the body, baby.
Just bro got no tummy.
Yeah, me.
So this stomach, definitely use it.
I think me and Lyle the only motherfuckers with, you know.
Nah, fact, I'm jealous. I mean, jealous. Y'all got no stomach.
Come closer.
No tummy. Look.
Let me show y'all something. Yeah. And I had a baby.
That's
impressive.
I ain't gonna lie. I gotta commend the sis. That is being somebody in a chair, being with somebody with a spinal cord injury, it's very hard to control your stomach and how your gut is.
And that's what we're here to talk about.
That's
today,
why
right?
Your diet is so, you know, it's so important. Our diet, because that's what helps us go.
Y'all genes is probably very strong too. That can contribute.
Genes do contribute to it. And it's also, like you said, I do believe, because I'm not so much diet, because you hear what I eat. Like, I eat pure bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not bullshit, I eat good food, but I eat so much of just, like, foods that are terrible for you. I wouldn't recommend to eat my diet. But I feel like because I'm so out, like, I roll every day. You know what I mean? Like, nobody pushes me. You know what I mean? Like, I do something physical every day, and I just started doing my 30-minute workouts every day. Mm-hmm. And just genealogy too, because my mom was skinny until her third kid, and my dad until his like third kid too. But you know, I feel like, you know, maybe Jesse, you know, you just get with us real quick. Let me stop playing.
I'm okay with my little tummy.
Stop playing.
My stomach.
But your stomach went down though.
No, thanks.
It definitely went down. But that also has stuff. But you're not even giving yourself credit because you have a higher injury.
My injury is very high. When so people don't
tell them what. Tell them what that.
So my injury is like T3, T4, which is like really extremely high. It don't look like it. People think my shit is like as low as like y'all's. But
you function really well.
I function like really good.
I thought you were me and you were the same shit.
Nah, I wish.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah, nah. I always thought Jesse's injury was lower because like the way that he functioned. But it's your willpower. Yeah, a lot of people just they use things as an excuse, like, oh, I'm this level or whatever. You just don't use things as an excuse. You know what I'm saying? You just push through. Yeah. Right. So that's why my advice to you guys would be try to do something every day to get the body going. You know what I'm saying? Like to get the body in motion and moving. And that's what it'll knock the gut out. And also your diet. It helps your diet to me is I say it's like maybe 60-40.
Yeah, facts.
Diet is more important and also the exercise, right? Yeah. So they go work together hand in hand. And you just gotta, you know,
It's also about your bowel, like how much you poop. I feel like that's the most important part. I poop a lot. So it's like, I feel like that helps me, like the stuff that I eat.
Oh, for sure.
Being that when you go a lot, you're gonna stay flat.
Not full of shit.
If you're not, you're full of shit, Jess. That's how you gotta let that bullshit go, man.
And that's what makes you go.
So
the greens and stuff like this is what helps you go. Also, like I stay away from like, you know what, like a lot of sugar, fried foods, like that's again, like the diet. I have my days, don't get me wrong, there's some days where I'm like craving something. I'm like, damn, and I just, you know, I'll take something, but I swear I go like another 2 weeks and I won't have nothing, like no cookies, no cakes, I just be on my.
And not to be funny, but you're an older black man, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I respect your diet because like when you're younger, you could pretty much eat what you want and then just let your body do the work. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, you have to start saying, shit don't hit you the
things
same
slow
way.
Down,
because even me getting close to 30, I be eating some shit. I'm like, hold on, my heartburn. You see me just now? I said, shit, my heartburn. I used to be able to down a bottle of hot sauce without any heartburn. You know what I mean? But now, just even thinking about it, like the older I get, I do get more health conscious with the things that I eat. I even started taking ginger shots every day. You know what I mean? And those are really helpful. They'll take your cold right out. But I learned that from my Jamaicans. Mm-hmm. Big up yourself. Straight ginger. Mm-hmm. Like no lemon. I don't even put lemon in it. That shit burns through your whole esophagus, like the lining. But I promise you, you'll be feeling better.
And then vinegar and
apple cider vinegar and lemon and the honey.
When I eat bad, this is what I do. Every time I eat bad, what's a lot?
Next Jesse, go right to the smoothie.
I get a smoothie, I do the apple cider, so I try to fight it.
Yeah, I do that when I wake up. Yeah. I hit the apple cider vinegar, get a couple cups of water. Try to.
And the first thing you do in the morning, drink 2 cups of water.
As soon as I do, that's the first thing I do. I don't eat any food.
Some people
eat huge breakfast. I don't know how they do it. I mean, to each his own. I get that. Me, I drink 2 cups of water. I chill for like an hour or two. I piss and I use the bathroom, whatever. And then after that, that's when I hit the gym.
Yeah.
From there, and then that's when I come smoothie and then eat. And then my day kind of starts after that.
So you work out before you eat after you work out.
Yeah.
You work out before you eat.
Because what I'm doing is like I'm making my muscles. They're gonna want something. You know what I'm saying? Like they need something. I gotta feed my muscles after that. You know? So that's when I eat a big meal, take one of these, and then I eat a huge meal or whatever.
Okay. So you woke up, that's how you keep the.
Yeah, so I keep, and I stay trim too, also, because when you wake up and you put the food on first, that's what it gets you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I guess that's why I don't have any stomach or anything really. So.
But you work out every day?
Yeah, I try to do
that's how you keep your guns
I try
up?
To do 7 days a week. Yeah,
how you get the free ticket to the gun show.
And I do a lot of core exercise. I'm not really a big, huge weight person. I'm more like a core.
More calisthenics.
More calisthenics, yeah. A lot of push-pull. which is and that's vital for this for the wheelchair, you know, because I'm pushing. It's hard as hell to push the wheelchair,
right? But especially in the summertime. Yeah, for,
what? Yeah. She be fatigued, bro. Trying tired. To push for like a block, and ain't nobody in New York City gonna help you.
No.
Looking around.
Oh
think,
God.
They think you homeless. They be. I got people trying to hand me money.
See, y'all dudes. I wish these niggas always want to help me. Come. Even old ladies. You want me to help you, miss? If you don't stop, or we man. Both die in this street.
I be catching spasms in the middle of the street. I'll be like this, catching spasms, having to pause. Big bags on the back of my chair. I'll be going through it, but I just wait till they go till the pain go away a couple minutes and then I keep it pushing, man. But yeah, so that's it. Took all quite right. all of that.
Yeah. So let's get into Frenchie facts. What's the French facts of the of today? What's all well, what you want to discuss?
The French facts that I want to get into today. I gotta get the stuff out of my teeth. I'm sorry. Bob is trying to embarrass me on TV. This green, it's gonna look like I got mad shit in my teeth.
You good.
Come on, lick it off.
Yeah. So, Jesus Christ. The French facts for today is just, I just want people to be more comfortable with being themselves. I feel like everybody sees the identity online. You know what I mean? Like the influencers, because that's the new thing. The big thing now is influencers. And then they're trying to be that person. There's enough, there's enough Jada Waiters out there. There's enough Aries. You know what I mean? We need more lawyers, doctors, politicians, police officers. You know what I mean? If you're going to be influenced by something, those are beautiful women. They're talented. They're strong. I love them to death. I'm not here to put them down. I'm just saying, be your own person. I see so many people putting people down for what they don't have. Like, if you don't have designer, you're not cool. You know what I mean? Because of Instagram. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, people will literally be living in the project, sharing a room with their brother and sister, and then be popping shit about somebody who doesn't have on a designer coat. You understand what I'm saying? And that's because of social media. Influencers have made it seem like, you know, that's the lifestyle. Like, you have to have this on to be that girl. When a lot of people are wearing knockoffs in the first place. You know what I mean? Like, either way. That's here nor there. I just want everybody to take a chance to remember that your life is beautiful, you're precious, and even though you might not have a lot of followers, and don't buy the verified stickers because this is really what this is about. You know what I mean? Like, too many people paying for it to show that you're what? You're somebody.
I don't
want
that shit.
You're somebody to the people that you love. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't have, what you gonna go pay out there? If you don't earn it the right way, like how other people do, like how we're taking our time. Yeah. Bob over here has over 100K on Instagram. I see people with 2K, 400 followers now with a verified check. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? And it's just, it makes it whack. It takes the fun out of it. Right. It takes the whole importance out
you
of
see
it.
See the jacket I made, right? What it says, love yourself enough to love yourself enough to live in your truth.
That's it.
That's the same.
And that's the French facts. Just living your truth. Stop following what's the latest trend. Stop going on TikTok to decide who you want to be today. Just be nice, be kind, be courageous, and you're going to get far in life. Because if you keep trying to be somebody else, all they're going to say is that, oh, you remind me of such and such. You remind me of such and such. When I go outside, they like, yo, your energy speaks for itself. You know what I mean? Like, all of our energy speaks for ourselves. I am the influence. I cannot be influenced.
All right.
That's it, French facts.
Yeah. And I agree with that because I got like a similar experience with that. I was in Denver this weekend
for
a photo shoot. Yeah, and like one of our followers and said she followed me and stuff like that. And this happened a couple of times where I'm like in the street, somebody see me from like Instagram, and she's like, yeah, you know. You are who you say you are on social media. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm even more in person. You know what I mean? But that's why it's good to be yourself, right? Right. Because people will have expectation of how you're supposed to act or, you know what I'm saying? Or you say, yeah, you know? Because you can hide behind the phone. You could be whatever you want on this phone, right?
And then they meet you in person and it's totally
and it's nothing
different.
Like that, right? Yeah. And probably a lot of people are like that, right?
Yeah,
so
totally.
And you get caught up in that persona inside the Instagram, like oh, I'm supposed to be this way. When in reality, like you're the person that's living this life. You have to be in your shoes every day. So, you know.
Yeah, it's power and people don't realize how much power lies in just being yourself, man. Like,
because people see us and they're like, they think we're so like, you know, they think we're really cool.
Yeah.
But we really are cool people. No, we're not the people that you meet and you're like, oh, they're kind of assholes. You know what I mean? So when you went to that shoot this weekend and she said, oh, you're really yourself. She sees that because you're on social media. You're this genuine person, this loving
guy. It was the same
guy,
energy, just
philosophical,
bigger.
You know, all this. Yeah. And then you're goofy. You joke around. Yeah. So when she felt that, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
He's cool. He's not just like some stush asshole.
All right, So, yeah. And then shout out to No Limits. They are creating apparel. That's they creating apparel for people with disabilities to make it more clothing more adaptable. So
okay.
Cool. Like they have these pair of jeans where it has like zippers on the side. Okay. So like say if somebody needs assistance or you want to dress more independently, it'll be easier like to pull up and stuff like that. Because I know like these jeans, regular jeans, the traditional jeans is very hard to put on for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It's like I'm
it's playing. A headache.
Like, you know, it's a headache. Yeah. So
I can dress so quick, I don't know.
Yeah, you probably have like your routine now.
That's an old whole thing. No,
but, you know, but everybody doesn't dress as great as independently as you. You know what I mean?
So right, like, right.
You know,
absolutely.
If you could make life a little more easier. And like I said, and what I liked about this company is that they're starting to make it more stylish. Like a lot of stuff.
The stuff you shot in was nice.
Yeah. And it's more stylish. It's something I would.
I didn't even know that was for clothes. Yeah. I thought that was like a different type of shoe.
That'd be the only thing about those accessible clothing.
It's not really nice. It's something I wouldn't wear.
That you would want to purchase or wear. It's just like,
it's like, it's all catered to like an old, like 67, old ass.
Right. It's just, it's easy to take off and put on. Right. I got that. I get the concept. So, but as far as, but the look, fashion is not fashionable. It's not fashionable. Like,
So shout out to No Limits.
We're disabled, not blind.
Right. Facts.
But shout out to No Limits.
No, from the Limits. And I went to a Denver game, which is kind of cool.
That's dope.
How was it?
Denver's cool. Food wasn't
trash, man.
The food was trash.
It was trash.
I definitely missed
the Wax City
season.
Nothing out there.
It's retired. It was peaceful though.
Knock
it
off, man.
Cold. You see the mountains and shit. Lions, tigers, and
bears. It's just like really therapeutic to look at, but it's like you want to get back home after like a night, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So like two black people per whole time. You
not one and a half black person.
One and a half. Okay, good. Woo. Got scared there, man.
That's crazy.
Got scared.
But shout out to them. It was a good time.
Okay, so today we wanted to talk to you guys just about simple things like how we keep ourselves up, what makes us tick, and then the things that we have to use, being that we are disabled, because I know to a lot of people it may seem like we make it look so easy, but we go through our struggles indoors, you know what I mean, with the things we have to deal with health especially, and that's a big part of everything. So let's start off with my good brother in the blue over here on Grape Street.
So, you know, people often... You know, with disability or spinal cord, some people could use the bathroom on their own. Some people use catheters. So here is a catheter, but people don't know what a catheter is.
But that's a explain the difference too. This is a male catheter.
Oh yeah, I didn't know. So male catheters do look different.
It's different. It's different because we have a whole kit.
So
yeah, I get to just let it go.
This is an intermittent catheter. You only could use it one time. And there's like kind of like Frenchie said, there are different catheters. So this catheter is pretty much one individual catheter, and it's not a closed kit, right?
Okay.
So that means it doesn't come with like gloves. It doesn't come with lubrication. It just comes by itself. You just stick it up in your joint. Your man, you pee.
This so you just urinate. Like you just take it out and you got to put it through your pee hole.
Yeah, so and you can urinate.
How far do you have to put it up there? Because that's pretty long.
So depending how your man's is, you know what I mean? depending how your man pees is.
How long do y'all, like what inch do y'all usually stop at? Like to...
Well, so with the cap, so how it works is usually, see if you see this part, right? Fuck that. You see
the
this
black part?
Right here? This part?
Okay.
It's holes in the front, right? So once this part hits the bladder, pretty much. So it's not really, it's where it hits the bladder. So everybody's bladder is probably...
So where's y'all bladder? Because I don't know how the male, I like don't know it's male anatomy.
Maybe
so
where is
y'all bladder's different. Not inside?
No, your bladder's down. So like what happens is once it hit, depending on how much urine also is inside your bladder.
Because it might start coming out quicker.
Yeah.
Okay.
And each catheter, it could be pretty much... It might be different from the individual because everybody uses different type of catheters.
Right.
But yeah, this helps people with spinal cord. Not everybody with spinal cord injuries uses catheters. Yeah. And another reason why people use a catheter is because sometimes they're not emptying all the way.
Right.
So people could use the bathroom themselves, but they're not getting all the urine out.
Mm-hmm. So question, do you pay out of pocket for these?
No, it depends. So that goes, it depends if you have a job and you getting money. Medicare wouldn't pay off these, Medicaid or Medicare.
Very,
wouldn't
and
pay.
Very expensive,
very
too.
Expensive.
Very expensive.
How much do they cost?
I don't know. I say for a catheter like this, $3 a catheter, $4 or $5.
And mind you, you need
six.
And you gotta pee about like four or five times a minimum a day.
Yeah, anywhere from 4 to 6
right.
a day.
And this is where they need to, like, that's what I'm saying, the system is kind of messed up, right?
Okay.
So, like, if essentially I need to use the bathroom, like any other human, right? Why do I have to pay to use the bathroom?
I'd have to pay to pee.
And if this is something, also, if you don't cath one time, you can develop a UTI.
Can turn into a kidney.
And then turn into a kidney. So it all has a cause and effect on this little instrument that we use, right?
Right.
And here's another one. Is another catheter kit. This is a closed catheter kit where it comes with, it's lubricated already. I don't know if you can see, it's lubricated already.
Oh, so, yeah, you have to put lube on it.
No, it's lubricated on it.
No, but that one,
this you have to put lube on. Yeah, sometimes you put lubricate on it. But this one is a closed catheter kit, and the urine just goes with inside the bag.
So do you carry around lube like a creep, and girls be like, what's this?
I mean, that's why you have the, I guess, the lubricated catheter. So you just, just 1, 2, 3, throw it out. Boom, boom.
So which one do you prefer?
Me, personally... Cause I could use the bathroom, but my problem is I don't empty all the way.
You don't empty fully, right? So
I mean, I don't like using a period, but I have to use it.
Right.
It's probably
your favorite one out of those two.
Probably this because it looks less. It's not big, and when I'm putting my book bag, you know what I mean. It's just
easy to go.
Yeah. So
would you say that it's how does that affect you, like, mentally,
It doesn't, because I have to just at first it did, because I'm like, what the fuck, you got to stick this shit up your joint and you just worry about that shit.
Your pride, but, more so.
For me it was more of like damn, why am I sticking this shit? But then again, like, I have to pee. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing like
in order to survive.
Yeah, I have to use the bathroom. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then also, like, because I could pee on my own, but I can't get, I'm not, I fully can't empty. Get all
so
my
why get yourself
out.
Sick to yeah, just be cool yeah. or whatever? I don't right. know if that's.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Because, like, nobody watches you pee. You know what I mean?
But so I mean, like, if you want to watch, go ahead. Don't really matter. That's on you. That's kind of weird. If you want to watch me put something up my joint, you know what I mean? But but yeah, so that's like I know a lot of people, a lot of men with spinal cord injuries, they do. Catheter. I don't think Lob. You don't use that one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So thank God I don't cath.
Thank God. Thank you for making me feel bad.
I'm sorry. No.
Thank God. Ay, bendito. No.
It's terrible.
It's all good.
It's like levels to this. Yeah. It's like super handicapped, a little handicapped, unhandicapped.
This nigga can walk.
He just like to hang out with us from time to time.
He just does the podcast sometimes. You know, ain't nothing really wrong with him.
Use the wheelchair to get more followers.
I skip the lines in all the stores. I'm not waiting online.
Ain't nothing really wrong with
I'm
him.
I'm handicapped.
Okay. Nigga said, thank God. All right, okay. I got like 10 of them in my bag, bro. Whatever, all right.
So did listen, you ever have to?
So yeah, I say for like the first maybe like 6 months, 8 months, something like that.
Okay.
And then I realized, like, I had a home health aide at the time. And that's when I used to just use the commode, right? So when I used to use the commode, what happened was I noticed that my home health aide, she used to be like, yo, it's actually like leaking out. Why don't you try to push? Like, right? So after I started pushing and straining, it would come out on my own. So I'm like, oh, I don't. That's when I realized I didn't need it. And I was like, okay, cool. So, but the only thing about that is the flip side, I was catching a lot of urinary tract infections because I wasn't emptying, like, just like bro just said, I wasn't emptying out my bladder fully.
Right.
And because of it, when you don't empty out your bladder fully, it leaves bacteria.
It goes back up.
It goes back up and it builds bacteria, and that's how you catch a urinary tract infection. So, but now I just try to, I don't care. I stay on the toilet as long as I have to. I make sure I push and force it. I push a little extra harder, but I also stay there a little longer just to make sure I empty out. And because of it, I've been catching like way less urinary tract infection. Maybe like anywhere from one to like three a year when I was catching.
And that's
like,
good.
Before I was catching like 5 to 7 a year, which was a lot. Which was a lot. So yeah. So now I feel a lot better about that. And also your diet too. And because a lot of times we were backed up and thinking
UTIs can get caused by being constipated. That's the craziest part. You would never know that though.
Yeah, you would never know that. Yeah.
And it has like the same feeling too.
It has a similar that sensation, that feeling that you feel, the urgency, you just feeling like you have to pee because your bladder, it's like, it's weird because the anus and then the bladder is like right next to each other. So if you're filled with shit, it's literally pressing on your bladder. You get what I'm saying? And if any of that bacteria from the poop, because that's what a lot of times they say they find poop in your urine. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those little feces and stuff like that.
Which is why it's so important. Again, which is why I stress a healthy diet and working out. And
that's true.
Because when you get your, get your muscles going or whatever, it helps you go. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it prevents less urinary tract infections. But if you just sitting all day just in the house, you just and scrolling and eating fried food, eating crazy, And them UTIs gonna come. They gonna come back to back. And it's also your gut. People don't realize how much of like your gut plays on your emotions and your mental. You know what I'm saying? Like the food, everything that you put into your body, people don't realize that. So you know, it's just healthy. It's best to maintain a healthy diet and put good food, good things inside of you. You know,
a lot of bigger people, not even trying to be funny, are depressed.
Oh, for sure.
They
for
are
sure.
depressed. A lot of bigger people because it's like
from the gut. Most times it's coming from
the gut. It's just everything you're eating. You're filling yourself with a bunch of garbage. Mm-hmm. Literally, things with pheromones in it,
food,
preservatives, everything has GMOs. Mm-hmm. But for my aspect on the catheter, I cath for the first, I want to say 9 months. Then I seen a urologist. And for women, it's different because we have to we could get bacteria infections, yeast infections, everything. Yeah. So we have to be super clean. Our kits don't look like that. Like our kits come with like a whole manual and each and every single one of them is way bigger. They give us a thing to pee in because we have like actual tube. You know, men, they could just like hang it off and just pee and shit. Mm-hmm. But we have to actually have the thing. So just every day, just wiping myself down. Imagine 4 or 5 times a day. And it's like, it got to the point I didn't even want to cath because it just was so annoying and it hurt it. Because it's like, it's just, you're literally forcing something up there because before I was able to feel it, before I was able to use it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that was the hardest part. So I'm feeling this pain of just this thing going up there every day. And if you don't lube it right, that shit, it hurts like hell. Sticking something up that little, not your vagina hole, it's your urethra hole because we all have one. So sticking something up that little tiny hole every day and then you literally feel like, then you see the bacteria coming out and everything. Like I just got disgusted with it. So I used to just sit on the commode every day, force myself to pee. And then one day I went to the urologist and took the test. And then they was like, you don't have to cath anymore. So if you feel like you're at that point where you're emptying your bladder well enough, make sure you go to a doctor. Do not self-diagnose yourself and say, hey, I don't need to do this anymore. Because like we just said, you will never know if you still have any urine left in your bladder. So just go to a trained professional to make sure that it's safe. Because you don't want to get sick just assuming that you're emptying your bladder.
Yeah.
And you don't want to lose a kidney. You don't want to lose anything. So just take care of yourself with that.
Yeah. And that's called a urodynamic test when they fill up your
Yeah, you got to drink. They make you drink mad water. They have me sitting there forever just drinking mad water. And then they do the
sign. They monitor the CCs, how much urine you put. Mm-hmm. Like if you drink 400, they want you to put back out 400. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
and they do the sonogram before and after to make sure that your bladder was full and then your bladder is empty now.
Right.
But we don't talk about on this show is in the beginning before I started pooping on my own digital stimulation.
Yeah.
That shit right there. No, we're gonna get real. Digital stimulation is real. I literally had someone's finger up my ass 3 times a day for a whole month and a half in the hospital because that was somebody else's finger before. Then it became my finger. You know what I mean? But I'd rather my finger than somebody else's.
I got a whole funny story.
Every
about
day, she just in my ass. Like I'm just sitting there over the chair, and she's like, "Yeah, you gotta make boo boo. You gotta make dookie." And I'm like, "I can't. You're in my ass. You know what I mean?" And it's just like, "You gotta do this." And she's literally like, "You know, they put it up there, and they literally go in individually and pull shit out of you. That's fucking. But we've been through it.
Yeah."
What was your funny story with it?
That's a whole nother story. It just was uncomfortable.
As a man, I know that has to be even more.
That was crazy, The guy that I had to tell
him. It was a guy?
No, I had to tell him no. He was like, it's like this.
Ooh.
I was like, nah. And I was like, we ain't doing that, bro.
I know who you took my.
He was doing twirls inside the room like, it's bow time. I said,
oh, nah.
He was too excited. He just did a twirl inside the room. I looked at my mom. I said, no.
Yeah, he's like, oh, we got this fine ass man. Yeah, I gotta do this digital stimulation.
What's going on here? So
that was a walk in the park for him.
I don't know what stroll in the park, whatever that.
Something.
He was, hey, look, it's not against the, you know what I mean, the alphabet people, but listen.
It just as a man, you don't want anybody's finger up your ass.
And
so
he was
if I'm
a little too excited. He had the glove on. Michael Jackson, calm down. We're not about to do that right now. But yeah. That's the whole another episode.
Have you ever had to deal with that?
Yeah, digital stem. Yeah, still to this day.
But they gave you a man. I didn't even know.
Sometimes it's just sometimes it comes again. You know, I hate to just keep saying the same thing, but you know, your diet also
is what you have.
Yeah, what you eat it helps you go a lot better. Like putting like the oats and the spinach and the greens and stuff like that. I remember I got a list from the hospital when I first came out. They said it was a whole list of stuff that I couldn't eat. I'm like, and most of it was greens and healthy food. And these doctors, they so full of shit because they tell you all this. They just want you to
keep. They
just want
you sick. That's how they make their money.
To use medication. Yeah. That's it. You know.
That's how they make their money. They
exactly.
Keep you
sick. So right. Instead of when there's like herbs out there and certain foods that you can actually eat and digest mm-hmm. that'll help with everything, that'll help with, you know, the flow and just help you feel better. You know what I'm saying? Like help with your spasms and everything. But no, they just want to feed you pills because they get paid for each script. So. Yeah,
that's how they make their money. They keep you sick so that you can get it. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of us, they didn't prepare. I feel like a lot of doctors just prepared us for the chair without even seeing if we could actually walk again. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like if they actually gave you that intense therapy in the beginning, like I feel like they prepared my arms. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I got in a stander within like a week of me getting injured, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. standing me up, keeping my body used to being up because yeah. it got to a point when I first stood up, I couldn't even stand up. Because I felt so weak. You know what I mean? Yeah. My blood pressure rise. Dropped, yeah. I felt like I literally fainted my first time standing up. But I fainted in the machine. So it's like, you know, stupidly. Mm. But I didn't fall and hit my head or nothing. But I'm literally in the stand there. Like, I couldn't do it. I was too hot, too sweaty. Mm. And it's like, yeah, I waited a month. And then also, when I first got injured, I didn't shit for over a month. Mm. So I literally, like, my stomach, my thing bust open. My stitches, my staples bust open. I think we all have this scar, right?
No, I got shot in the back, so my shit.
I got shot in the back too. But nah, they dumb. They did an abdominal. Yeah. Oh, so you got a sexy stomach?
They cut me across my chest.
Oh, stupid.
Yeah,
that's so stupid. But they did this, and it literally was bursting open. Mm. Like because I was literally filled with shit. Like when they did a sonogram of my stomach, it was just straight shit in my stomach to the point where every day, like I looked at pregnant, and then I had to get my staples burnt back. I had to get my stomach burnt back together, and then they had me on about 13 different laxatives a day. I was taking Miralax, Dukalax, all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to try to shit every day wasn't working, and then. Finally, just one day, I don't know what it was. I think my mom brought me something from outside. Mm-hmm. And then I ate that shit and I just shit it. And I was at therapy when I shit it. I had the diaper on. We don't talk about that. But when you first get shot, you wearing diapers. Mm-hmm. Shit, I was like the baby. Who else you know going to talk shit with a pamper on? That was me. I was talking my shit with my pamper on because ain't nobody going to stop me. And I still wear them on my periods because it gets messy over here, okay? And
That's a smart thing to do.
Hell yeah. And when I got a long day outside and I know the bathroom ain't accessible, I'm going to wear me a pamper. Rain. Fuck you. Hell yeah. And I'm going to let it rain right in front of y'all. I could be right on camera right now. You wouldn't even know if I'm pissing. But look you dead in the face.
In closing, man, I think this was very beneficial because a lot of people do ask us about, like, you know, using a bathroom and that's like a major part of,
like,
you know,
how
we live, how we survive. You know, I always like to wrap it up ending on something like, you know, just a positive note or just something just to say to our audience. One thing I want to say to our audience is pretty much is like, you know, my parents had me traveling at a young age a lot, right?
Right.
And I feel like once we start getting our environments, we start to change our perspective. Like coming from the hood, right? I do realize and I do understand that a lot of times we get dictated, a lot of stuff that we do, sometimes it we get uncomfortable for being in the same environment.
You get scared.
Yeah.
If it's not ghetto, you get scared a little bit. Like, right. What's this? It's too classy.
So, I just prompt everybody to just travel more. You know what I'm saying? Because I always, you know, when I started traveling when I was younger, and I came back to I understand like certain things was not just right, right? Like the piss in that elevator, you know, people just littering, right? Because you go to other places and it was nothing like that on the floor. Mm-hmm. And it gave me an appreciation of how you're supposed to live, right?
But I also believe it's different for Weston. Like you see, I'm like a third generation Westonian. Mm-hmm. You're a first generation. Your parents were born in Jamaica.
Yeah, correct.
So it's different for you because they had their passports already. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the times when parents have their shit, then they get you yours. So you're going to be traveled because they're going to make sure you see Jamaica. Yeah. They're going to make sure you see their homelands. A lot of people, like my cousin, her father's born in Guyana. And she goes to Guyana like every half a year. You know what I mean? It's different for them. No. They traveled all over. So it's like, whereas me, where I started traveling, like, you know, in my teens and stuff, like my mom took me all over America. But as far as the country, I got my passport on my own. You get what I'm saying? So now that I got the baby, I'm like, that's my thing. Like, I want to just make sure I travel the world with him, make sure he sees everything. So I think that is a big
thing. Oh, for sure. It shifts your perspective.
I feel like Americans have to do better with that, though.
Yeah, it shifts your
Black Americans have to do better because a lot of West Indians, they take their kids out. You know what I mean? They make sure they get to go see the motherland in the country. Yeah. Go to Africa.
It's so needed. Yeah, it makes you think abroad. You know what I'm saying? Like, as opposed to just, especially living in a city like this where, like, people are not too friendly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go somewhere, like, another country and stuff, and, like, people are just so friendly and welcoming, and you just like, wow. And nice, yeah. And it just opens your, you know, shifts your mindset.
But also be careful, because we are disabled. Make sure wherever you're going is accessible.
Right.
Yeah, you definitely got to look that up, because like, your trip will be super uncomfortable. I went to Tulum last month, and man, that's not very
accessible.
It's not accessible. If I didn't go with all the people that I went with, I wouldn't have had a good time. It would, like, everything was so, like, the roads are really, really rocky. It's not that place that where you want to just go and, like, you know what I'm saying, like, to have and just have fun. So yeah, you need a team.
But to end off on a positive note, this weekend is Jesus' resurrection. Happy Easter, motherfuckers. Listen, God told me to come as I am, and he know I'm a little ratchet. I stopped saying the other words y'all asked me to stop saying, right? Give me my flowers.
You got your flowers. Thank you. And you got your mud, right?
My mud butt.
Right,
well, that's from the throne. And also, remember, like, share, subscribe. Mm-hmm. Please, every single like, share, and subscription counts. So please, if you love us, if you support us, just continue to just share. Keep watching, continue to keep sharing. Share the things that we do individually. Share the things that we do together. Everything helps, and we love you guys.
Bye.
We out.